It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Woody Marks, and you listen to Rastarach.
Roster Watch Nation, what is up and welcome back to another episode of the Epic Roster Watch Podcast. I'm Cody Carpentier, joined by the Trash Man. It's a beautiful Wednesday in August, and there's barely any training camp practices left. As we speak, I think the Jets have a practice today. Tomorrow, I think there's a couple of joint practices still scheduled. Baltimore, Washington was canceled. I know we have Jacksonville, Miami, potentially Detroit and Houston, Green Bay and Seattle for the final joint practices of training camp before the teams go off back home to their respective cities and get ready for week number one. And we're going to get you ready for your fantasy football drafts here at rosterwatch.com. Make sure you go to rosterwatch.com, get the ultimate draft cheat sheet today and get locked in, stay tapped in for your drafts over the course of the next 10 to 12 days. Everything you need is over at rosterwatch.com, including the ultimate draft cheat sheet, super flex, PPR, and the half and standard sheet. Trash Man, today we're going to be talking about six players that have won training camp and won the preseason. How you doing?
No, I can't complain. You know, starting to champ at the bit a little bit for this fantasy action, this upcoming fantasy action. My oldest fantasy football draft coming up this weekend. Sure, hijinks will ensue, but yeah, just getting stoked for the season.
Is that going to be your first big draft of the year this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
I think my earliest one, I think, is supposed to start tomorrow night. I think it's the Cockamamie Business League. It's an online draft, but no in-person stuff. I don't think I have any in-person stuff this year. We used to do it in-person back when I was in Minnesota, but nothing in-person for me this year. Six players that have won the preseason, have won training camp. I'll let you start.
Okay. I'll go ahead and start with Jackson Dart. I'll start with Dart. Jackson Dart, I mean, and most recently, I mean, in the preseason game against the Jets, 14 of 16 passes, scoring a rushing touchdown. I mean, he shows composure. He shows calm under pressure. He shows ability to sit back there and go over his reads, go over his options. I mean, there's an argument that he should start over Russell Wilson in week one. And I think just as far as a lot of the rookie quarterbacks go, I mean, you know, I guess Cam Ward's up there in the conversation too, but I mean, Dart might be the most enough already, you know, come week one of that group. And he just wasn't a guy who we were expecting to do that. He wasn't a guy we're expecting to come in year one and have the composure that he has. You know, it's just a preseason. So it's not the real deal just yet. We know how swiftly things can change once the NFL season actually starts. But Dart has shown so far that he's been able to handle the pressure that he's been given and excel with it.
From a rushing perspective, too, he's carried the ball, I don't know, five, six times and had about 35 yards and a rushing touchdown to boot through those two games. More effective than I thought he would be coming from that Lane Kiffin offense at Ole Miss. Thought he'd be good, but I didn't think he'd be, per se, this good right off the bat. They were asked, I think it was Daboll that was asked in his press conference there tonight, will something about Dart starting or getting an opportunity sooner than later. And he's like,
will Dart start?
Yeah, that's what it was. We just want to develop. He's like, we just want to develop the guy. Like, that's just, but I mean, that's what they say. It's what he has to say after he, you know.
Yeah, I think if there are a couple games with Russell Wilson floundering in that offense, you're going to.
That New York media.
People are going to be calling for blood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree 100%. I'll stay in New York for my first one. I'm going to go with Braylon Allen. Braylon Allen on the surface, I would say, maybe not statistically per se when you look, because like statistically, I think Edwards has had like the better preseason. Braylon Allen had 8 for 33 in week one of the preseason. In week two of the preseason against the Giants, he had 7 for 34. It's like, it's fine output. It's not this like outlandish over expectation, but the fact that we're hearing the push for Breece Hall to potentially be traded, and the idea that Braylon Allen, if it is these two guys, is going to be kind of the Montgomery to the Gibbs of Breece Hall, if that's how they kind of deploy this thing, it's a big win for Braylon Allen going into year two after a guy that we saw literally in his age 17 season in Wisconsin rush for more than 1,000 yards at the Power Five level, be able to come into the NFL in year number two, take that big step forward, and potentially just kind of be the lead back to an offense that Aaron Glenn yesterday in a press conference mentioned. He was asked about the league being pass happy. And he's like, what's pass happy about it? He goes, the Super Bowl champions were 29th in passing and first in rushing. So you kind of know where he kind of feels about this whole situation. I think Braylon Allen comes at the key point of that. And Braylon Allen's ADP over the course of the last 6 weeks, so training camp plus maybe a week, over the course of the last 6 weeks, the Braylon Allen ADP has shot up over 30 spots up into 115th overall consensus ADPs across formats. So right inside of round 10, still probably not high enough, but I think Braylon Allen's had a great preseason.
Another ADP riser, another running back, but a rookie. So I'm going with next, Trevon Henderson of the Patriots. You couldn't not talk about him and this group of players winning the preseason. I mean, from his first preseason touch, housing a 100-yard kickoff, you know, and then last week he had an 8-yard touchdown run where he plowed through line. I mean, Henderson just has been able to do no wrong this far. It's a little bit scary, the amount of hype that he's getting. And just how he's kind of just ticking all the right boxes thus far in the preseason. His coach loves him. I mean, you can just see the stars in his eyes when he talks about him. And it's an offense where it seems like the opportunities are going to be wide open for Henderson, who is arguably the best pass blocking running back in this year's draft too. You know, with a young quarterback, he can catch the ball too. He's a safety valve. So, yeah, it's just there are going to be limitless opportunities for Henderson in this offense, it seems like, even if there are other elements in the backfield to consider. I still think Henderson is going to be able to produce in every game. It's going to be a standalone value for the Patriots. I don't know if there's a more talked about running back in this preseason, you know, especially as a rookie than Henderson. He's definitely, if not the outright winner of the preseason, you know, he's sharing the trophy.
I think he's right up there next to your boy, Bill Kroski Merritt, who you did a video on that dropped on the channel this morning. You guys should go check that out. The thumbnail is literally just Kroski Merritt. And it says Bill, because those are the two winners right now for the preseason. Like, those are the two overarching running back rookie winners for sure. Another rookie winner that I like at the running back position that's had a pretty good preseason, I should say. He hadn't had a great preseason, but I think the situations have been situational for Mr. Woody Marks. Woody Marks is down there in Houston. I wasn't the biggest fan of Woody Marks coming out of USC.
Well, he sounds like he...
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you. Wayfair, every style, every home.
He sounds like a basketball player from 1923.
Woody Marks with the layup.
Was basketball invented by then? I'm not sure.
1923. Oh, for sure. They were shooting into peach baskets in the 1800s, I think.
Okay. I thought it was, wasn't it James Naismith? Or was it basketball started elsewhere? Anyways.
Naismith invented basketball in the year of our Lord, 1891.
Okay. All right. All right. So, yeah. 1920s, we had basketball.
Woody Marks up there for two. All right. Woody Marks in Houston. I will say I wasn't the biggest fan of him coming out of USC as much as I was in his earlier part of his career when he was Jaquavius Marks and he was at Mississippi State. He transferred to USC in the last couple of years. But Woody's kind of in a situation, like I said, that's situational, where you look at Houston right now and it was like Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce and Woody Marks was the new rookie. And all of a sudden, it doesn't even look like Joe Mixon might play in the first 2 months or month of the season. And Nick Chubb is the guy, and everybody thinks Nick Chubb is toast. I'm not sure he's quite toast. I think he's going to be fine for the role they ask him to play, which is the between the tackles grinder. And Woody Marks will be that third down back. Woody Marks looks great. And I think he's been a big winner because nobody's talking about him. And he's had a good camp. And he's had good games. This last week against Carolina? I think it was Carolina. I got to check here. I don't want to misword that. It was not Carolina. Who was it? Week two. Mid-sentence. I just butchered the whole thing. Where am I looking? 7 for 40. That's what he had on the ground. In the receiving game, he had one reception. Anyway, the point is more so than anything. I think he's the third down back to start the season out. He's got more explosiveness and burst than does Nick Chubb. And Woody Marks hasn't been – I mean, he's not even being really drafted. He's more of like a late-round potential consideration, around 14, 15, 16, if you're in a 16 roster spot build. Roster build league where you're drafting through 18 rounds with your kicker and defense. Then you're in consideration with Woody Marks in that round 15, 16 area. More so than anything, he's got potential for week 1-2 waiver wire addition status, does Woody Marks. So that's my number two guy, Woody
Marks.
You're
not scared that Damian Pierce might – might challenge him.
I think Damian Pierce is probably cut.
You think so?
Unfortunately, we love Damian Pierce. I just think, unfortunately, I think he's cut.
That would be unfortunate. Maybe he'll get new life elsewhere. Yeah, he's a guy that we really like. Another guy that I really like. The last guy that I really like. I'm going to stay with the Patriots, and that's Efton Chisholm, wide receiver. Efton Chisholm III. Now that's a name for you.
I mean, Shrine Bowler.
And both of his preseason performance, his preseason debut versus Washington, led the Patriots in receptions and receiving yards, 6 for 50, including the team's only receiving touchdown. Upped his game in his second preseason performance, 6 receptions for 71 yards and a touchdown against the Vikings. Coach Vrabel is emphasizing that he's made the most of his opportunities, you know, citing his work ethic and versatility. And he's just a guy that continues to just – he's a grinder. He's a guy that he's just makes the most of his opportunities, like Vrabel said, out of the few opportunities he's gotten. You know, he rewrote the record books in college at Eastern Washington, 120 catches for 1,300 yards and 13 touchdowns in his senior year. Eastern Washington – there's another player who you might hearken back to from that part of the country, huh?
The Golden Sun
that has thrived in the NFL. You know, we're talking about Cooper Kupp. Another little blonde haired Golden Sun for Cody. But yeah, Efton Chisholm has just shown he's made all the right moves in the preseason. I mean, if you're talking about a guy who's come from like, you know, last to first, you know, maybe not first option, but, you know, he who has made a move from, you know, someone we're not even talking about, not even mentioning, to somebody who we're really having to consider for potential fantasy output in his first season on a team where the wide receiver group is kind of wide open. I really like Chisholm. I think he's going to get opportunities. I think he can be one of these versatile utility type players for Drake May there in New England. I think he's a winner of the 2025 preseason.
All right. I like that. I like that. Another Shrine Bowler, Mr. Efton Chisholm, showed up late that week and juke and jive like a Hunter Renfro type guy. I like that. The last one, number six. A trade happened a couple of weeks ago, or a departure, I should say, of Noah Fant in Seattle. And everyone, I don't know, I was kind of shocked by it. It saved the team $9 million at the time. This was July 20th, so exactly 1 month ago he was released. And what that told me really more than anything was that we knew they liked A.J. Barner to a certain extent, the second-year guy now out of Michigan, more as a blocking tight end than anything. But their rookie, Elijah Arroyo, from Miami, a guy that at the Senior Bowl really showed up. I mean, he was like 10, 15 pounds heavier than we thought he would be, and he was like a dominant horse competing at the Senior Bowl. And he goes into Seattle, and we've seen him kind of pop up a few times in a couple of these games throughout the preseason for Seattle, get targeted a number of times. He had two catches for 19 yards in week two. Back in week one against the Raiders, I think he added in a couple of more for 14 yards. And more so than anything, we've heard a lot of good reports on him coming out of training camp. So Elijah Arroyo is one that, again, like Woody Marks, not really being drafted per se in a lot of these leagues because he doesn't really have to be. He's after Tyler Warren, who's at the end of these drafts. You get Tyler Warren in the 12th, 13th, 14th round of your fantasy football drafts around these guys. Mason Taylor's not being drafted. But in Dynasty, I did move Elijah Arroyo up a handful of spots inside the top 150. He was around 176 overall in one QB for me. I moved him up to 140, which is side by side with Mason Taylor, who I do like in New York. I think he gets a lot of targets himself just because of the situation, but just behind Mark Andrews in Dynasty. And I think Arroyo at age 22 in Seattle can continue to grow up there, but I think he's had a great preseason, a great training camp. And part of that is just like analysis, but also the fact that they got rid of Noah Fant, a guy that's been in that offense for the last couple of years, and they trust Elijah Arroyo to go after it and to be their guy for the time being. That's our six guys: Woody Marks, Jackson Dart, Elijah Arroyo, Efton Chisholm, Braylon Allen, and Travion Henderson. Any honorable mentions, Trash Man?
How about I'll stay in Seattle with Torrey Horton?
Oh, yes. Great. That's a good one.
I mean, just somebody – I mean, because you talk about Arroyo, but he's kind of – for me, he's kind of lumped in there with Kupp and Jackson Smith and Jigba in that same area of the field. You talk about somebody who can stretch the field, that's Horton. And I think he's going to make some plays for Seattle.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.